Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kirby Weber, he's about to break it down, how you can generate more seller leads on Facebook. Coming up. Without any further delay, I'm going to bring on Mr. Kirby Weber. Hey, Kirby, what's going on?
Good evening. How you doing?
Man, I am fantastic. Again, we appreciate you so much for taking some time to be a part of our group community here to kind of share and just some valuable tips and information to help us all grow. So thank you.
Happy to be here. I appreciate the time and gives us the opportunity to catch up a little bit ourselves.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump on in this thing. And again, guys, if you have questions, post them below. This is the time. This is the time to maximize Kirby's mind and pick his brain, which I know a lot of us hate that. But this is an opportunity you can pick his brain, literally.
Yes. yes.
But Kirby, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was in real estate. And the business as a digital marketing expert was profiting, it was booming, and I went all in on my digital agency, which goes by the name of Digital Revolt. you know, that was pretty much my focus from, I'm old when you got to start thinking about the year, you know, 2018 to 2020, somewhere around there. You know, like I said, we met in the Zillow Killer Group. Did a lot of traveling, did a lot of learning, and you know, COVID hit. A lot of things changed for everyone. Where I'm at today, quite interestingly enough, is as a mortgage lender. And how I got to be a mortgage lender is because my agency was growing. Everything was going good there. And as I was finding people for, you know, as clients, you know, they kept going, well, you know, if it's so good, then, you know, why aren't you in it? Why aren't you in the business? You know, if it's so amazing, then why can't you profit off of it in this way? And I thought, okay, let's see, you know, so I kind of took it. I mean, I not to be too braggadocious or anything like that, but I took it as a challenge.
And sure,
I
go, you know, sure.
Because you're right, and that's kind of the problem with a lot of these marketers is they say, I can get you a bunch of business, and you can. How would you like to make six figures this year? And it's like, how would you like to make six figures this year? Because if you could, then wouldn't you do it? You know.
Yes.
And so. Now I'm more on the mortgage side. Not more. I am all on the mortgage side. I still have my marketing agency. I've consolidated it a lot to focus on the mortgage side, where now I can help more in terms of realtor partners and things of that nature. I don't want to try to get into any kind of pitch or anything like that. But
gotcha.
You know, that's where I'm at today. Where you know, I've really consolidated everything. I'm in the mortgage space. So I still, you know, with my realtor partners, I still, you know, obviously generate the business for them. And that's kind of the leg up in the market that in the markets that I'm in as far as getting business. So I wouldn't have partners if I couldn't bring the business. So that's why I am here. So
awesome. Well, I appreciate you catching me up. You
know,
today. So, but that's, you know, that's important to note because, you know, you've obviously had success. Mm-hmm. And one of the main questions that we get all the time is in any business owner, whether you're in real estate or in a whole nother niche, Mm-hmm. How can I leverage Facebook or other social media platforms to generate leads for my business and more specifically sellers? And mm-hmm. I do want you to talk about that because, you know, it's more than just putting up, you know, hi, I'm this realtor, I'm this real estate investor, and I can help you, give me a call. That doesn't mm-hmm. work. So you can kind of share and break down maybe the psychology of it. I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing that we focus on is, well, one, you're absolutely right. You know, when it comes to leads, buyer leads are nice, but seller leads are gold, right? I mean, that's just what it is. And that's how I'm able to get a lot of realtor partners in my markets because, you know, buyer leads come and go, but no one's giving out seller leads. And I'm like, you know, so the business is kind of flocking to me in that sense. So, but you get the seller leads by taking yourself, and I know this sounds crazy, so let me process this. You take yourself out of the equation. You take the ego out of your business and you talk about the service to the person that you want to be your potential lead, right? So again, I don't focus on who is selling. I focus on the milestone of the seller and where they are in their life, right? So most people just think, okay, well, there's, you know, I got buyers, we got sellers. You think of a demographic of a buyer, you think of a first-time home buyer and a repeat home buyer, okay? You think of a seller, and most people just think, well, just a seller. But there's so many different demographics when it comes to a seller. You have people that are first-time home sellers who don't understand the process. You have people that are wanting to get into their what I call their forever homes. You know, a home that is either a new construction, a home that is big enough or of a certain size that they want to be in until they get older, they want to die in it, or they want to raise their family in. Right? You got the people, you got the empty nesters. They want to downgrade. They want to go into a townhome. They want to go into a condo. You know, speaking of condos, you might have people that want that downtown living. They want a more vibrant atmosphere. And so we focus a lot on the demographic. We don't just say, hey, you want a CMA? And then hope that people say yes or no. And let me just stop right there. I'm gonna just say this right now for the people that are viewing. What I'm about to break down to you here as far as seller leads for Facebook, to cut down on the time, we are talking about a CMA. Absolutely, we're talking about a CMA. I know that might be disappointing for you, but it's about the concept of the ad that you're giving. Okay, it's kind of like the quote, give me 6 hours to cut down a tree, I'll spend two sharpening the axe. That's what this is here, right? A lot of people go, the market's hot, let's see what your home is for. Well, you know, if the market's so hot, why is there such low inventory across the nation right now? Why is it no one selling, right? So there's not a single ad that fits everyone. You have to know what who you're talking to. I always say you have to work backwards. So who are you wanting to speak to as far as a home seller is concerned? You want this, you want your end result. Okay, now let's work backwards. Okay, because you know somebody that's selling their home for the first time might need a little bit of education and more hand-holding to understand the process a little bit as a 50-something-year-old that's on their third or fourth home, and that's an empty nester, right?
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. This is a great, 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 great point. And I've been running Facebook ads for the last 2 or 3, 4 years, and things have changed with Facebook. So they have changed how you can target when it comes to especially real estate, anything dealing with credit. They've gotten very specific and strict. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say is there's still a way to be able to leverage the data mm-hmm. that's necessary when it comes to homeowners mm-hmm. in certain areas and demographics that you can turn around and target mm-hmm. on Facebook with your ads. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. 100%. That's spot on. I'm quite honestly, my business grew once Facebook put more restrictions on it. It's not so much about what's behind the scenes. It's about what you do with what you have.
Okay.
And you have to understand who you are working with. Now, if you're a home seller on the real estate side, or if you're wanting to buy a home on the investor side, those are still milestones in people's lives that you need to have a understanding of who you're talking to. We spend so much time and money on the front end to understand who we are talking to and how our message is going to sound like the people who are in that particular milestone, so they don't sniff out us with the BS meter when we put up the message. Okay. And that's what a lot of the market's hot. But there's no better time to sell. Have you ever seen an ad that said, "Hey, market's crap right now. I wouldn't buy. I wouldn't sell." No, it's always positive, and I get it. I'm just saying it's realistic, right? It's
like, yeah,
you know, markets are what markets are, and you have to be objective, transparent, realistic, and not treat people as if they are just a transaction.
Okay, hold on. You said objective, transparent, and treating people like they're not just, you know, another quick sale. Is that accurate?
That's right.
So one mm-hmm. of the things that we do, and I want to ask your thoughts on this, and if you incorporate it also mm-hmm. with clients, is testimonial videos. Mm-hmm. Every closing that, especially that's close to us.
Yes.
We go to, we meet, especially buyers and even mm-hmm. sellers if we have the opportunity, but we go to, if not closing, we'll meet them at the house. Mm-hmm. And we will capture that entire experience mm-hmm. of that client being happy. And we leverage that video to continue to generate buyers. And we've gotten seller leads as well. So can mm-hmm. you talk a little bit about the different type of ads? You know, mm-hmm. anything from image ads to video ads? What's your experience with both?
How do I say this? So, one, always leverage testimonials. Oh, a testimonial will take you where an ad can't.
Yeah, yes.
It's just what it is. You know, a lot of, I know a lot of people like to use the Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads. If you still understand the foundation of, marketing, let's just say, the foundation in terms of marketing or lead generating, those aren't prehistoric methods. They still work. They obviously still work. It's just putting your own little spin on it. You put your own, instead of a written testimonial, you go in and you get a video testimonial. Instead of putting the testimonial on your website, you actually put some money behind the testimonial in an ad. Don't recreate the wheel. Just put some spinners on it. You know what I'm saying? Make it nice. Upgrade it to how you to how you want it. But what we do as far as the advertising side is concerned, with the ad of a seller is, we again, while I was saying that we take out the ego of it, we make it look like a third party product. Okay, whether it's a program, whether it's a playbook, whether it's a set of videos for education, any of those kinds of things, because people are more drawn to brandings and businesses where they feel like they can open up a little bit more about their current situation than they do of, Joe Schmo, the realtor, who is saying this, because they know when they look at that ad and they click that ad, that Joe Schmo's gonna hit me up. He's gonna call me. He's gonna text me. He's gonna, you know, he just wants this, this, and that. Whereas a product speaks volumes and dials in to who that person is. So I'll give you an example. So
yes, you know, great.
You're in the Dallas Fort Worth area. If you were in, let's say you went to Focus on Condos, okay? Let's say you went to Focus on Condos. I would create a Facebook page. I would call it something like, and I do this all the time, right off the fly, because it's not so much of a big thing that you have to focus on. Mm-hmm. It's just about the implementation of it. Downtown Condos, I'd say, you know, the Dallas downtown playbook, downtown living guide here, the Dallas Condo Connect. Okay, go on Canva, type it out, put it on a template, make it look pretty. It don't got to be nothing, and that's it, right? It doesn't have to be a whole of a shell company with an LLC.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Like that. Yep. Because you know, when the focus is when the ad is up on Facebook, is what does it say? What does it say at the top? Does it say Joe Schmo the Realtor, or does it say, you know, Condo Living Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Dallas Condo Connect, Empty Nesters, the Empty Nesters Playbook, first time, you know, Forever Homes, XYZ, right?
Right.
You know, you don't got to go on you don't got to go on Fiverr to spend a whole bunch of money. Fiverr's not that expensive, but I mean, as far as, you know, the time to put in to hire somebody to do it or anything of that nature, just go to Canva. I like to use the app called Over, OVER, on my phone. Okay. When in doubt, have a black background with some white words.
Right. I like that. Yeah. That's good.
And so what we'll do is we will, again, when we're looking at the demographic and we're looking at the messaging, let's say that we have, you know, a black background with some white letters. Now all of the material that is designated to that demographic is now the same color, has the same messaging, because it looks like a product. If I'm sending you a lead magnet, or if I'm sending you a PDF, if I'm sending you some videos or whatever, you know, just like how it says here, special guest Kirby Weber, digital marketing expert. It's the same color in the sense of the background, right? It's all unified.
Yes.
Right? So it helps them feel like they're being guided down a particular process, right? So, that's the front end, right? That's the coding. That's the coding on the house, right? What's inside is really what you want it to be. Okay. Now it's always going to be a CMA, but it's about what you call the CMA. CMA's played out. Nobody want that. You know, CMA's played out. Don't nobody want that. But what if you called it an equity assessment?
Gotcha. Okay.
What if you called it, you know, what if you said, okay, for the downsizers, you know, the first step of the downsizing playbook is to see how much equity is in your home. Then what we do is, and what I always do with the realtors is I always tell them to really kind of spice. Don't just make it the real estate transaction. Make it special to you. So you say, hey, okay, we're looking at downsizing. First we're going to get a CMA, but we'll call it a, you know, first we'll see what the equity is in the home, see what we're looking at there. Next, what we do is I have a couple of connections with some storage companies in the area. If we need to hold some storage somewhere, I have some connections and some discounts.
Mm-hmm. Being resourceful.
Yes, exactly. I have some connections there. Then we can look at some townhomes, and we can look at some condos, or we can look at a smaller home, depending on what's your particulars there. You know, if you're looking to be in a particular neighborhood, you know, let me know right now, and I will go talk to them, and I will let them know as soon as one becomes available. If one's not, then we will get there. Okay, we got, you know, We got movers. If you want to, we have a cleaner coming out. I'm not saying it has to be all of that. And you're saying don't throw the whole commission away. I'm just saying.
Exactly. You're being resourceful and you're building this picture. This is great information, guys. If you have questions, please post them because I'm asking them some questions. Everything that you're saying, I'm familiar with, and it's what we do in practice. Mm-hmm. With that, in this particular time that we're in, where inventory is low all throughout the United States, right? Mm-hmm. Especially here in the DFW area. Mm-hmm. How can a realtor, real estate investor, differentiate themselves now, especially when you have people that are on the fence about selling, mm-hmm. they're thinking about selling? What's a few things or like a campaign that you could create to target, and I'll get specific with demographics because that is important. Mm-hmm. Maybe homeowners that are older, 55 plus, that's looking to downsize. Mm-hmm. And what would a campaign budget look like to target that particular group?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You got a fresh piece of paper for this?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm taking notes. So
you good? You got okay. This is gonna be a lot, but go on ahead and stop me if.
No, you're good. I appreciate it.
First thing I would do is, you said someone 55 and older.
Let's say 55 and older.
55 and older. Here's the first thing that you have to understand. I saw this in the, I believe it was the NAR buyer profile or home seller profile, 2019, I believe it was. It essentially said that 91% of home sellers will basically take a hit on their mortgage and even be at a deficit when it comes to their mortgage at the end, they'll still move. The money isn't really the focus there. Okay. You know, it's a situation where it's like, okay, yeah, of course we all want to get a profit out of it, but I just don't want to take too much of a hit. And that's because, and I'll tell you why that is. And this is where real estate agents get it messed up because they think everything is about the money and not about the milestones, right? Okay. The concept of, hey, if I knocked on your door and you know what's your number right now? If I knocked on your door and someone said that they had $250,000, would you sell? No, because my kids have friends in this neighborhood. My kids go to this school. And my wife feels safe and secure in this neighborhood. And there's no amount of money right now that is going to put me, that's just going to uproot me and traumatize my kid and make my wife mad at me and all that, right? So you have to think if you're 55 and older right now, one, you got to be transparent. And transparent is just saying objectively what the market is. So I would say Dallas, are we talking about downsizers here, or are we just talking about just 55 and older?
Just 55 and older.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, downsize, you know, yeah, retire, okay. Whatever.
I would make a Facebook page that is geared towards 55 and older with some images, of course, stock images. You can go to Video Blocks. That's one of my favorites. You can really find them anywhere for free. But I like video. Storyblocks is what it's called.
Storyblocks. Okay.
Storyblocks. You know, of course, older demographic. Messaging would be, hey, maybe the kids are gone. Maybe the kids moved from Dallas to Houston. Maybe the kids moved from Dallas to Austin for a younger, vibrant life. Maybe you want to be closer to the family. Maybe you want to be closer to your parents. Maybe you want to be closer to the kids that are off to college. So it's not so far of a trip. I'd say if it's something of that, I'd say, you know what? We have a relocation package here where what we'll do is we'll lay it out for you. Give us a little bit of information here first. Let's get your name. Let's get your email address. Let's get your phone number. And I would start there, right? I wouldn't even get the address first. First, I'd get the information. Then, because there's a lot you can find with just that.
Yeah.
If you're resourceful. Then once they give me that, I'd say, hey, I'd like to, I have some physical products I'd like to drop off to you about relocating, or, you know, can I get an address on where it is that I can drop this off at? I'd like to drop it off at your front door. Sure. Yeah. Boom. There's the address right there. You've been personal in a video, text message, or in a video message via email, and you haven't even met him yet. Right. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing too. You have to take them through baby steps, because a lot of realtors, excuse my language, a lot of realtors are trying to get laid and you ain't even bought them a drink yet. Right? So it's like,
right.
Spend some time. Give it a second. You know, hey, I see you're looking to relocate. Kind of tell me about that. What's your story on that? We all know old people like talking about themselves, you know. They love telling the stories, you know.
And this is the psychology of it all, and what is important for a marketer to understand, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So now, you know, you got a way to reach out to them. If you can't get their email address, I mean, if you can't get their address, you still have Facebook. You still have an email address, and you still have a phone number. You can retarget on Facebook with testimonials.
Yep.
Via the relocation package, via the downsizing playbook.
So question.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but no. I know that this is a big question for a lot of people that's watching. What is a realistic budget that, you know, real estate investor needs to have on a monthly basis to generate, or you can just, you know, share the average cost per lead, seller lead, mm-hmm. that you have been able to generate or generate on average, mm-hmm. for real estate professionals.
A wise man told me that we're pretty familiar with 300 to 500, and I stick to that.
Okay.
He wasn't wrong about that. You know, gotcha. I say with sellers, 500.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The ad is the vehicle, and the money is the gas. Okay. And by that, I mean, the more money you put into it, the faster it's going to go out to people.
Yeah. Love that. That's good.
But the caveat to that is, you know, you don't want to be going 100 on a highway either. You don't get to where you can get to so quickly.
Right.
So when it comes to buyer leads, I always say start with 300.
Okay?
Yeah. Seller leads are always going to be more expensive. They always are going to be more expensive. Of course, you know, I don't want to get too ambiguous, because cost per lead is different per market.
Sure.
But you really just need to look at how much do you want to make out of this? How much can I spend in leads? Out of those leads, how many of those can I convert into appointments? Out of those appointments, how can I get them to sign on the dotted line and get them to sell their home with me? I say that if you are getting, I haven't dabbled in Dallas, I can't say that. I've dabbled a lot in Houston, but I would probably say $15 to $30, $15 to $40 a lead isn't too bad. Mm-hmm. When you have your messaging on point, and that's the biggest thing. If you have your messaging on point, your cost per lead is going to be significantly less. Okay, so spend 500. I'll say it like this: 500 for 3 months. If you're doing it without any, I would do it with no targeting whatsoever. Mm. Keep it wide open. Let Facebook find out who your people are. Okay. Let Facebook find out who your people are. I'd say 500 for 3 months, or I would say $300 for probably 5 to 6 months. You have to give it time to figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you for sharing that. Cause you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people, cause we, you know, with our digital marketing agency, we've ran ads for different clients as well. And I've learned that you have to upfront let them know, hey, this is the budget that you need to have set. You know, mm-hmm. you're not able to work no overnight magic where you spend $100 and get about 10 deals out of that. That's mm-hmm. not going to work. So, you know, and that's important to know. So everybody understands now and hears from another digital marketer doing this. that, you have to invest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say the biggest issue with most real estate advertising campaigns is that they are massively underfunded.
Yep.
And they are inconsistent and they will jump ship 8 days in.
Absolutely.
And you need to. I have campaigns that I haven't touched since October 2019, because it keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And as it keeps getting better, we keep throwing money at it. Hey,
We got a couple of campaigns like that too. So, and it's crazy.
Yeah. And so of course it's what you make of it. The leads are always what you make of it on that. Mm-hmm. But I would always say, take the baby steps with it. It's better to if you can get a conversation through email, take it. If you can get a conversation through phone number, take it. But don't ask for everything. Don't ask for the kitchen sink up front, because that's gonna scare people off. I know that's what a lot of the realtors do when they're having any kind of ad of any sort. It's, give me all this, give me the address, give me your wife's name, what's your social security? When we gonna start looking at properties? And it's like, whoa, like I was just seeing what you were saying on the other side.
Right.
But if you can get the conversation going, then it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. And I know we're kind of going a little longer here. And I'm
no, you're good. You're good.
Doing more if you need. But we always put automated text messages on the other side. We always put the email drips on the other side. But again, the messaging is always consistent. Hey, this is low with the relocation program. I just want to let you know that we got your information here. I see you in the what can I get you? What can I get you? What kind of help do you need? Where are you thinking of moving? Anything, but emails look the same. Back the coloring, everything will look the same. But do not take from this that, I just need to have my colors the same and I just need to be Joe Schmo the realtor. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Zillow gets as many leads as they do is because the branding of it, you feel like there's a sense of trust with a business. If a business has a sense of trust, then it's like, I can give my information because they are a business. They have to protect it. I can at least tell them some things. I can at least look here for X, Y, and Z because they're a business and I can just kind of dilly-dally and just give them information as freely as they just do someone that they're just not familiar with,
Absolutely. That's great information. And what I want to do, because we're going to have you back if you like. This is all just gold information. Because again, the number one thing that most entrepreneurs, not just real estate, everybody, they want to know, how can I get more leads? And in our industries, sellers, because sellers are golden. For those that have the product and the inventory, they rule the world, right? So if you're able to get more inventory, especially in this market, then man, it means that much more for your business and for your profits and, for people that's continuing to trust you and to want to work with you and refer you business. So this is all great information. Last question, then I'll let you go.
Absolutely.
How are you able to, are you using Facebook Messenger, like ManyChat, to communicate and have conversations, these meaningful conversations with potential sellers? Is that a part of the call to action for your ads?
I do 50-50. Okay. I do 50-50. If I can get a phone number, I'll get the phone number. If I can't get the phone number, I'll say like this. I'll do something of a lead campaign. We'll try a lead campaign. If we can't get the information, like we're liking, then we'll focus on a messenger bot campaign that will steer the conversation a little bit more. At least within a messenger bot campaign, we have 24 hours that we can speak with them.
Mm-hmm.
That is our plan B though, because if we can, if we can get the phone number, then we're just going to text you. And, that's always, really the phone number's golden. I'll be honest. Number's more golden than the address when it comes to sellers. Because we could text it, we could call it, You can always put it back into your audiences in Facebook and retarget it. The phone number, you know, a lot of us on, and most of us don't even remember that when we signed up with Facebook, at one point they wanted us to attach our phone numbers to it.
Yes.
So it's almost 100% accurate.
Yeah.
When it comes to retargeting and things like that, which again, like I said, that's where I would put in the video testimonials. But we just keep it all. I mean, and the messaging is all the same, whether it's the chat bot or whether it's the text message, right? So we just focus on if we can get the phone number in the front end, mm-hmm. and then great. If we don't like our numbers, we'll change it to a messenger bot route. See if we can get it in that aspect. People like the engagement of the messenger bot. So, you know, sometimes it, you know, and again, every market's always different. It's crazy. I wish I had more solid answers for you there.
No, it's great. No, this is perfect. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and end here. And man, this has been wonderful. I appreciate you so much. We're going to have you back. And mm-hmm. one of the main things I heard out of this is understanding lead generation, especially on Facebook or any other social media platform. It's all about giving to get. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to create your brand, and you're going to have to give information, resources through your content. Mm-hmm. Keep it consistent, right? And mm-hmm. start creating and generating those meaningful conversations for people that reach out to you and potentially want to work with you. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Do your research on who you want to be, who you want to be advertising to, who you want to be, who you want your sellers to be. Yes, we all want our sellers to be everyone, but we need to understand who's on the other side of that, on the other side of that door.
Mm-hmm. And speak to them.
They're giving us their most expensive asset in their life. We need to at least understand a little bit before we go in there, other than just talking money, right? Do your research in the front end. Make sure your messaging is based off of that. Mm-hmm. When you give it to Facebook and let it run, it will do its job. You have to be patient, but it will find it. And from there, it's off to the races. Be consistent.
Man, that was fire. All this was fire. I appreciate it. How can someone reach out to you if they want to, you know, maybe work with you, partner with you?
Find me on Facebook. You can find me here on Facebook. I am, you know, you can look me up on Instagram, Kirby Webb. If you look at my Instagram, the last picture is of my son being born. He's turning two. And
awesome.
I don't post a lot, but I swear I'm there. Right.
That's awesome.
I swear I'm there. But yeah, I mean, you let me know when you want me back on. We can slow it down. We can go deeper into what's into the specifics of it. And I can, you know, share the screen, do the whole thing. You let me know.
Oh yeah, I will. And I will be reaching out. But thank you again, Kirby, so much. I really appreciate you. Everybody, if you enjoyed this, especially my replay folks, if you guys enjoyed this, make a comment below. Again, any questions after this live, post them below. If I can't answer them, I'm definitely going to tag Kirby, and I'm sure he'll be glad to answer. But again, make sure you go and check out his Instagram. I'll make sure and have his handle, his information, his name posted so that you can search it. And we appreciate you again, Kirby. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have yourself a good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. And I appreciate talking to you all.
No problem. Awesome. We got somebody to say, love it. Loved it. Good stuff. That's awesome.
If you like it, I love it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Everybody take care and take action.
All right. And with that being said, make sure to subscribe here to my channel. Click the like button on this video if you liked it. And also hit the bell to get notifications of other videos that's coming out. I appreciate you. Take action.